Mason Vera Payne.
Nick McWilliams is a Pennsylvania native who has racked up 1 million streams on Spotify through various projects. Nick joins me today to speak about his career and what he has in store for fans in the upcoming year. Thanks for joining me, Nick.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So tell me, when did you first get into music?
So I started getting into music really at a younger age. I was about 9 or 10 when I really realized, like, okay, I really love this thing. And, you know, I didn't really start writing until I was about 13 or 14 is when I started writing songs and everything. But, yeah, I would say pretty young, 9 or 10 years old, I, like, knew I wanted to do something music.
So do you play any instruments?
The first instrument I ever got was an electric bass, which was really cool. I got that for my birthday, and then I got an acoustic guitar the following year, and then I started taking piano lessons. So those were really the core instruments that I started with. I started singing around then too, so it all kind of started happening around the same couple years.
That means, like, were you doing, like, everything for yourself at one point, or did you have, like, a group of friends you played with?
I was doing things by myself for a little while, but then I realized, like, more of my friends were also starting to, like, learn an instrument and play, and so I started a little band with some friends when I was younger. We just, like, met up once a week on the weekend because we were early middle school, and we would just, like, learn a couple songs here and there, and it was kind of fun, actually. But then, you know, we just kind of went, did different things in high school, but that was middle school when I first started.
So what did you do? Because apparently you can do electric bass, you can do pianos, vocals, songwriting. What were you in your little band?
I was actually a rhythm guitarist. I did like the lead vocals too. So I was rhythm guitarist and I sang.
So you went from learning instruments, multiple instruments on your own, to your little rock band, all the way to EDM pop. Like, how'd that happen?
So yeah, that's an interesting, the EDM pop stuff's pretty new for me, like within the last 2 years of music and stuff, because I was in another band then in high school. I'm more like, we took it more serious. We wrote a lot of original music and recorded and stuff, and then, you know, we just, as college happened and everything, we just kind of all went our separate ways a little bit. We still keep in touch here and there, but I was like, I really want to start working with producers and writing top lines and stuff like that, because I loved writing songs, but I didn't know too much about the production side at that time. And you never stop learning, which is my favorite, absolute favorite part about music, is like, it's an endless learning process. So that's kind of what keeps it like fresh for me, I guess. But yeah, the EDM stuff is rather new, and just reaching out to producers, them reaching out to me, and just having common goals with finishing songs, and that stuff kind of came about pretty recently, so I'm just kind of going with it.
So when it comes to working with other artists, do you, like, just do the producing aspect, or are you actually, like, actively in the writing of the song portion?
I usually write the top line, so either the producer will send me an instrumental, and they say, hey, we need vocals on this, we already have a vocal, but we want your voice, or we have absolutely nothing written for the vocal, like, could you write a song and then record it? Or I'll write a song, I'll do a home demo where I'll do, like, mainly an acoustic thing probably. I'd do my own little production to it just to get it up to a level to show my vision for the song. And then I'll send around to producers and see what they think. If anybody wants to work on it, I send them the stems of the track, and they kind of turn it into like a radio ready song or that type of thing. But I really love working with all different producers because I feel like everyone's pretty unique in that field. Like, everybody wants to make their own sound, so it's cool to work with people like that that kind of keep every song a little different and make it unique and interesting.
Since this is something new for you, did you ever find it difficult to match your style with other people?
Yeah, a little bit. I knew I wanted to grow, and I have a lot of influences, and I kind of, you know, sometimes I'll hear that in my music, like I'll hear my influences a lot, and I'm like, wow, maybe I should, like, try and find a sound for myself as well. And I think I finally started to discover my own voice a little bit as I write through. It's taken hundreds of songs to start to hear something that sounds like myself, but I think it's all part of the process, learning, and you just kind of learn what sounds good as you go, I guess. I'm really enjoying it, though.
That makes a lot of sense, because when you're a kid, you kind of mimic the rock stars around you that are popular, and then as you grow older, it's kind of like, oh, what's the in thing? And then it becomes, hey, I need to find me.
Yeah, exactly. And I've recently been trying to find that more as I get older, just like, what is my place in this if I want it to be? You know what I mean? Like, well, how can I make my own voice and sound heard? So that's kind of what I've been working on finding recently.
Well, tell me about your latest song, Blow My Mind.
Okay, so Blow My Mind was a collab with the Brazilian producer Walsh. Him and I met through a mutual friend of ours who lives in Brazil, actually. And then we just got to talking, and before you know it, we had two songs finished, Blow My Mind being one of them. And that song, he sent me the instrumental for that over the summer, and I was just really busy, and I didn't have a lot of time. So about a month later, I finally got to it, and then wrote the whole song in a few hours, sent it to him, and he loved it. So we just went with it, and now it's coming out. So I'm really excited for it. It comes out next Friday.
Would you ever do another collab with him?
Absolutely. Actually, we have another one coming out in, I believe, August is the date we set, sometime in August, that we have another song we're coming out with together. So, yeah, I really like working with him.
Has the pandemic changed your style of music?
Well, in a way. I think it's made it more focused, actually, because I finally had time to sit down and focus on the songwriting process more. And I think before the pandemic, I was really overwhelmed and going. And in a way, it kind of made me feel okay to just slow down and maybe like focus on some things that I was putting on the back burner for a while, songwriting being one of them. And I was able to strengthen it, I believe, through just focusing on it more. And yeah, I think the pandemic changed it in a good way. So I try to look at as much positivity out of it as I can with the pandemic, because it was pretty rough time for a while socially. But I think everybody's going through that. So you kind of just realize you're not alone and just keep going. That's how I try to look at it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it did get lonely, but when you start thinking like, hey, we're all just going through it and trying to, you know, go through the motions and try to at least be positive and busy. That being said, what are some projects that we can expect from you in the upcoming year?
I think with projects, I have a lot of songs solo that I've written and produced that like I would love to just drop occasionally amidst these collaborations that I have. But I have some collabs coming with a couple other producers from Brazil. I have some in the works with some producers from Germany. So I'm excited for those. The European producers are really great too. I just started working with them more recent. So I'm really getting to meet a lot of cool people. And I just finally, yesterday actually, I signed to a 6-month deal with a management group that is going to help me reach more people and reach songwriters and get in more sessions with songwriters. And I'm very excited about that. I actually just signed that yesterday. So it's nothing much has happened yet because it's brand new, but that's something that's going to be upcoming here soon. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. And for those listening, where can they find out more information about you?
I'm on a lot of social medias. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, and all the streaming services, I believe, or have some of my stuff on there with collaborations. And I'm really excited about the future. And I think things are looking a lot brighter. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.